For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Welcome to the month of June. Tell your neighbor, this is 6 months already. Yo. That your plan of 2021, how far? How far? Has that been wrote on paper? Vision 2021, June has come. June has come, like joke. You be planning Christmas clothes now. The better wake up, I tell your neighbor, wake up. It's still possible. The month of June is one of the best months you will have in this year. One of the best. Hallelujah. Because our theme for the month is spirituality. Spirituality. Every one of us coming alive in the spirit. Every one of us becoming enlightened. Hallelujah. Every one of us raising to another level of your walk with God. And then we have a teaser that I said by mistake in the first service. Next month is financial prosperity. Not just prosperity, but what? Financial. Hallelujah. This is the first time I'm looking at that ever since the church started. Fully we'll study on financial prosperity. Hallelujah. And I believe before the end of this year. See, last year, the small congregation we have last year, do you remember? I was telling them by this time next year, some of you will be millionaires. Do you remember that time? Some people will stand up and shout, amen, I believe, looking like a joke. Even myself, I was sharing it. I had to share it because by the Spirit of God. Do you understand? Yes. One of those people has paid the tithe this month. The first tithe was 120 something thousand. When your tithe is 100,000 naira, that means what is your money? You really don't understand that. Yes. Pay twice above 100,000 naira. Comfortable, like a joke. That is why, as the same thing again, it will happen, because if the grace can make it happen, or it can reproduce itself, that before the end of this year, you too, you can tithe 100,000 naira. That is tithe. Hallelujah. So let's wait for that month. But next month will not be possible until you are spiritual. Are we together? Until you are what? Spiritual. Until you are spiritual. Until you know what to do, how to do, and when to do it. You will not make one money and one wish, or Babala will make you lose your money. So this money will be starting by the theme authentic spirituality. Authentic, real, not China made. Authentic spirituality. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. This is a scripture that every one of us should know. What does it say? To be what? To be carnally minded is what? Death. You will experience death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. When you are minding the things of the spirit, you are minding life. You are minding peace. You are minding posterity. You are minding kakarakarity. I want to get that. You understand what I'm talking about? Life, agility, vitality. When you are becoming spiritual, you are becoming lively. When a service that is God, you know, is lively, right? Have you ever been to a service and look like a funeral before? But when the Spirit of God, every that is life, 4 hours look like 4 minutes before you. I will listen to Didik Olukaya preaching. Say, now can you stand up? The members will say, no, continue. They will refuse. You beg them, okay, I'll preach again for another 15 minutes. Say, now, after 15 minutes, please, can you stand up now? It is time. You have to force them. Meanwhile, there's another pastor. 15 minutes, the people are already dragging their feet. The difference between these two people is presence. Are we together? Yes. You can sit down with somebody for 13 hours when the atmosphere of God is there. When the atmosphere is spiritually charged. Anytime I pray to God, I say, let every oxygen in the auditorium, Shekinah Encounter Center, be filled with your presence. Let every chair be electrocuted with your presence. Let nobody sit down and live the same. Let us breathe. Let there be life in the spirituality. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that? I was listening to Bishop Dako and me sharing a story. He said that the first time he was with Benny Hinn, he was happy that Benny Hinn was in the same restaurant with him. Maybe he will cough there and someone anointing will reach him on this side of the hotel. Can you understand me now? So he values spiritual things. He said he took his pastors to one of the Benny Hinn conference and then he sat upstairs and then the pastors were there. 5 minutes into the service, he turned and saw one of the pastors snoring. Say, Jesus Christ. He was seeing it as a life encounter. Because that pastor is not spiritual. If he was Jay-Z, he would not sleep. Do you know that?
Yes.
Many people don't appreciate the things of God because they are not spiritual. If you want, there are exciting topics that people want to hear. Money, relationship, family. When you start preaching on righteousness, godliness, service, people are not interested. But the more spiritual people are interested in doctrines. All together? Yes. So this morning, authentic spirituality. In the first service, spirituality is not a state. It's a progressive journey into eternity. You don't get to a state, say, now I am spiritual. You keep on progressing and pressing unto God. Till you die, there is more of God. All together? So no matter your level of spirituality, there is another level. We are all spiritual beings. All of us are spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. And then when something is spiritual, it means it is there, but it is unseen, it is intangible, it is immaterial, but you cannot deny it. Hallelujah. Somebody can say, to incantation, somebody will die. You did not see the demon that left and killed that person, but you can see the evidence. Have you ever seen small secret society boy? How many of you grew up in a village? You know, small secret society boys, 7 years. So the person says he has a jet in the realm of the spirit, he has a wife and he has 7 children. That guy has networks. Can format you. You've been seeing it small in the physical. But in the realm of the spirit, what he knows may take you 105 years to know. Because we are spirit. You may deny it. Not really. Nigeria constitution does not accept that witches are real. Hope you know that. You cannot fight somebody in court because of witchcraft. Hope you know. You don't know. You know now. So don't come and say, police station, this one is a witch. No. It's not allowed by law. Everybody in Africa knows that demonic powers are real. Hallelujah. So believe that you can be spiritual. So as the way they are spiritual, we are more spiritual than them. The church is not a carnal place. The problem is God does not behave like a devil. You steal a babalawo's thing, you know that tomorrow will not see you. You will not be alive tomorrow. You know that. You try it, you will not be alive tomorrow. But you can steal in church, even steal the pulpit, even cheat the microphone. And then God will just leave you. And then sometimes you may repent, sometimes you may not repent. You may even sell Jesus Christ that brought salvation. That is God for you. Even Jesus Christ that came to bring salvation, somebody sold him. Imagine how merciful God is. Hallelujah. But you'll be spiritual this month. I can guarantee you, if you hear me, the Bible says, he spake unto me and the spirit entered me. As you are hearing me, something is coming alive in your spirit. Something is being activated. A deposit of pursuit for God is coming on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are 5 misconceptions about spirituality that people have. I gave the first one, the first one. The Bible says, the first one is, people think how pious your Christian ordinances are. Rate your spirituality. That means, the more you pray for long hours, it means you are very spiritual. If you can fast 7 times a week, hallelujah. I remember one time when I was fasting 4 times every week, and the Holy Spirit told me, you will die for nothing. You will what? Die for nothing. Fasted till I was coughing blood. Yes. Till I was coughing blood. But that does not make you spiritual. Fasting doesn't make you spiritual. I still fast more than so anybody here that can fast more than me. Perseverance should be trying. Till today. Hallelujah. Yes. The first problem my wife has made me to promise her that I'll be eating when we marry. That was, if we have ever had a challenge in marriage, it's food with me. Food is not, I wish there's a way food can tell someone without eating. I don't like food. Always fasting, hallelujah. But that doesn't make you spiritual. So don't think it's because I don't like fasting, that's why I'm saying fasting doesn't make you spiritual. Altogether. But fasting doesn't make you spiritual. Fasting only brings down your flesh. Something else makes you spiritual. That is taking the word of God and prayer. Are we together?
Yes.
So the fact you fast doesn't mean you don't intimidate us. Now somebody has said he fasted for 1 year. That is the reason why when we are doing long prayers, he cannot pray. I look at the guy, I just shook my head. Of the 5 years I spent in campus, I fasted for 3.5 years. Yes. January 1st to December 31. April 27th, I can remember the date. I was literally a fast. My friends said they didn't like working with me because I make them look carnal. Because they were like, they're eating in my front. I mean, what is wrong? They don't like me. So I'm telling you from experience that fasting doesn't make you spiritual. Not because I'm not. Long prayers doesn't make you spiritual. All together. So don't be intimidated. That doesn't mean he's spiritual. Or somebody's crying in worship and you are not crying. Somebody is rolling on the floor, pulling a shoe. Hey, rolling on the floor. That doesn't make the person spiritual. Are we together? Come, are we together?
Yes,
or to be able to say the Greek word for this, actually, this word in the Bible has two Greek words. It's the prefix is this, and the main body, and then the suffix is this. Don't allow anybody to use Greek and Hebrew to intimidate you. It doesn't make the person spiritual. I'm not even understanding at all. I'm not going to be intimidated by people that use Greek and Hebrew. You look as if they're spiritual. They are not. That doesn't mean spiritual. Hallelujah. Number two, people think how big the Bible is and how bubbles your clothes are make you spiritual. When you wear a pleated skirt and it's flowing, it means you're a sister. Or when your gown is big, or when you don't even plait your hair, you do natural hair, and then you use Vaseline. You don't use cream. You don't use makeup. You don't even use Android phone. No hair touch light. You are dead to the world. Do you understand? You are dead to the world. Heavenly rest. I know God. You never want a car. Be trekking. If you want to go to Lagos, don't even enter a trek. But people think how big their Bible is. Make them spiritual. Hallelujah. But it's not true. Still, your neighbor, is not true. Number three. People think how much of Bible and church lingua they know and use. Make them spiritual. Do you understand, brother? Have you ever met people smarting? God bless you. Smarting, hallelujah. Smarting, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Have you met somebody like that before at all? These people drove near unto me with their mouth and honored me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. The people smarting, God bless you, brother. God bless you, God bless you. Like, they use church language even in the market. Myself, I was even calling a hustler man selling beans, emoji. Yes, I said emoji. I was used to emoji language. Like, because that was the way. FCS is emoji. Every serious brother. So emoji, please. I don't remember this guy's even a Muslim to start with. So when he said, don't be intimidated by somebody who always say, God bless you. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. That doesn't make the person spiritual. Have you met people that you always use that kind of language, but they are terrible? Have you met people like that? You have not met. I want to pray for you that you meet one. Have you met one? This week, I can pray for you. You meet one. I remember when I was living in my former house, one lady will wear 3 wristbands. RCC, 3 churches. And then come and sleep with a Muslim upstairs. Yes. Stay there for 3 days. Quietly, the director of one of the churches here. Yes. 3 wristbands. Some people carry 7 stickers. Kingdom this. 7 stickers. And the guy is carrying a lady inside the car. Don't allow those external things to deceive you to make you think they are spiritual. Oh, my title is apostle. It means I'm spiritual. Okay. Continue. Even if my title is apostle, prophet, major 17, JP6. Doesn't make me spiritual. Yes, that is the truth. There was a time I was not comfortable using my tablet to preach. It's faster for me to open the scripture here. I was always carrying Bible because I was afraid of the congregation. They may think this person is not. Because there are people now, as I'm holding tab, they say I'm not serious. If you are saying that you are totally on your own, because I will not change. I will what? Yes. Because your Bible must be hard. And the Bible, in the name of Jesus Christ, open the scroll. Even Jesus, your Bible. No, that doesn't make you spiritual. See, I love King James because King James ministered to me. I grew up reading King James. That is why I don't like another scripture. But the fact that you are only reading King James doesn't mean you are spiritual. Somebody can be reading message and be more spiritual than you. Don't allow all King James language to deceive you. Thou sayest the Lord. Ye shall not. No, no.
That doesn't make the person spiritual.
Alright.
In case you are not understanding, you'll meet one very soon. Number four, people think how aggressive and loud you are when carrying out Christian acts in church makes you spiritual. If you are praying and you are not shouting, this man of God doesn't have fire. How many of you understand? Until I see Bishop charging, he's not charging today. Maybe he's not anointed today. Maybe he's not ready today. But when you pray, enter into your closet and went down and shut that door, pray. There are people that their neighbors cannot rest by 12. Oluwa Jesu, Oluwa Jesu, Oluwa Jesu, kill, kill, kill. 12 midnight, nobody in your, that is not spirituality. That is not. You cannot make everybody uncomfortable because you are praying. Guy, die. Everybody in the neighborhood is not at peace. You can pray in tongues in low volume for Christ's sake. And Christ will, Jesus will hear you. Do you understand me, guys? Don't be allowing anybody in the primary to intimidate you because it's Shabaya Galabaya. Labaya Galabaya. You that you are standing in one place doesn't mean you are not praying. So that one moving over now doesn't mean he's spiritual at all. Don't misinterpret that. The louder you are, the more spiritual you are. No, the more spiritual you are, the softer you become. Hope you know that. See that the other boy. You know where you are spiritually and then you know where he is. How does he pray? How does he what? Pray. Father Lord, you hardly hear his voice. But you, even mosquitoes cannot. So the louder the person's prayer doesn't mean he's spiritual. Don't allow them to deceive you. And then because the pastor shout doesn't mean he's anointed. Demons don't respond to shout. Are you understanding me at all? Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out. Bow. No, it's not like that. Somebody else can look at them and the demons will go. Now go out in the name of Jesus Christ. The person must not shout. So the members think, somebody was testifying one day in Shiloh. She said that she came for Shiloh, was waiting for what? Daddy was not angry as he used to be, was not charging. Just imagine, that bishop waiting for himself. That he's not charging, so she was waiting for him to charge that time. And then when he charged, So everybody now want to be charismatic. Because the members will deceive you. Me, I have refused any member to turn me to a native doctor. Me, I have what? I have refused it. No member will turn me to a native doctor. Anything I'm not comfortable with, I will not do. You cannot turn me to a native doctor. No, I cannot be shouting and be sweating up and down because of you. How? The demon. No, did I bring it? You cannot make me kill myself for nothing. If you are blessed, doesn't change it. You are blessed! Will not change it. Is that not true? If you are delivered, does not change it. You are delivered! Does not change it. So how loud the volume shout? Sometimes, because of passion, people get loud. But don't think that is spiritual. So don't allow anybody. Tell your neighbor, I'm not intimidated now. Now I know. Tell your neighbor, tell him. Tell your neighbor, I'm not intimidated again. Hallelujah. And then finally, how reputable one is before men. We are looking at spirituality. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How reputable somebody is means he's spiritual. Because the person is wearing a cassock. His name is Bishop Tutos. Bishop who? Bishop Ogboni or something like that. Bishop somebody. That means he's spiritual. There can be a bishop that is a baby in the realm of the spirit. Hope you know that. Adult carrying feeding bottle. Like adult in the realm of the spirit carrying what? Feeding bottle. Adult with pampers in the realm of the spirit. Not because you are carrying title. You can be an archbishop and be carnal. So don't allow people's title to think they are spiritual. The most spiritual men in this country, look at Daddy Adeboye, what is his title? What is his title? Dr. Paul Nature, what is his title? So me that I'm bearing apostle now, don't you think it will be madness? Or I should be having a psychiatric problem if I think by mistake I am more spiritual than them because I'm apostle. Okay. Don't allow reputation to make you think because somebody is president
There could be somebody in that fellowship that is more spiritual, exponential 37, than the president here. Is it true? Alright. So don't allow, the first misconception I say is that, don't think it's by length of prayer that makes somebody spiritual. Or because somebody pray for 4 hours, because somebody, people can intimidate us, hallelujah. Have you ever been intimidated by somebody's long prayer? They like telling their long prayers, I pray for 4 hours, I pray for 2 hours, I pray for 2 hours, and most times it's not true. I can tell you most times it's not true. When I meet somebody that can pray for 1 hour, I will know. Yes, I will know. When in congregational worship, that is 10 minute intercessory prayer, after the two prayer points, you're already moving after waiting for the guy to finish. Then you are saying, I don't want to pray 1 hour here alone. You are lying. You are what? Capital letter lie. Somebody that can pray 15 minutes alone can pray 1 hour in the public. It's true, right? Somebody that can pray 30 minutes alone can pray 2 hours. Take this formula for life. If you can pray 30 minutes alone, you can pray 2 hours in the public without feeling it. If you can pray 1 hour alone, you can pray 3 hours in the public. Because the person leading prayer here will stop you now and share revelation for 2 minutes. And some of them will even worship. And say, now begin to pray. The 10 minute prayer, you may even pray for 3 or 4 minutes. But when you are alone, nobody will say, in Jesus' name we pray. You are the one that will give the prayer point. Pray, stop yourself, and continue. Three of us. So when you hear somebody that can pray for 1 hour, you will know. So don't allow that one to deceive you, hallelujah. But eventually, when you become spiritual, you will pray for long hours. All together, the more spiritual you are, the more time you spend in prayers. I've noticed it to be true. Because the more you grow into God, you are pushed into His presence. And then, like, I always, anytime I think about something like that, I think about boy and girlfriend relationship. The first day you held her hand, you felt electricity. After 3 years, or 1 year, you don't feel the electricity again. You move to her shoulder. You move to her waist. To get the same electricity you felt the first day. How many of you don't know that, guys? I'm talking to the brothers now. Guys, how many of you understand what I'm talking about at all? You understand? Okay, those that did not answer me are the ones that understand more. Yes. But that is it. The more you go into somebody, the more it will take to satisfy that initial satisfaction. So the more you go into God, the more you stay in prayer. It is true. That is why I cannot pray. If I ask you, how long do you pray now? And I ask you next year. Automatically, something about the realm, you have, if you know elasticity. No, elasticity. The Lord of Elasticity, I didn't understand. I didn't send you to study art. So, love elasticity states that a body, okay, first of all, we have linear expansivity, right? And then what again? Binaural expansivity. A body will expand. Are we together? It will expand gradually the more you put in something. Your spirit is like that. If you do something for 1 hour consistently, after a period, 1 hour will not produce the same effect it used to produce before. Your spirit will enlarge. It is like that. When you study the Bible, after a while, you discover that the same, it will not be, see, everybody is not as if the formula differs from God. When you do something consistently in the realm of the spirit, your capacity enlarge. That's why people say capacity enlargement. And then the more you do, then you will grow. That is why if you pray for 1 hour this year, next year, you will observe, without somebody telling you, you will discover that you increase. Are we together? Yes, you will fast more. Everybody that is spiritual fast is one of the condiments of spirituality. The Bible says, when you fast, not what? If you fast. Don't use ulcer as an excuse. There are formula to fast with ulcer. There are what? You bribe the body with malt. And by malt, and what's the name of that chin-chin? Mini-me, right? Yes. You bribe the body with small, too short. When the body is paining again, bribe it again, too much. You can bribe, you will fast like that. That you can still fast. All together? Yeah, it's true. See, you must not allow your body to control you. Yes. You bribe it with small, small things. Don't take things that are heavy, because you cannot say you want to pray in the midnight by 12 and then you eat Eba by 8 p.m. How? The next time you stretch will be 9 a.m. See, you take something light, right? You are bribing your body so that you'll be able to be awake. If you Just understand. Try it. Say you are praying for by 11, by 12. Then eat Eva. Or eat heavy food. You cannot wake up. Hallelujah. So when you become spiritual, because the Bible says there is a form of godliness and there is a power. Christianity has a form. And the form is decency and moderation. Are we together? You dress decently. You dress smart. You can shape your trouser, but not too shapy, not too tight. That when you want to pull your trouser, I hear some people use leather to pull jeans. Because it's too tight on them. You know somebody like that, tell the person, who did it to you? Just, who did it? How can you be pulling your trouser alone in the room and you need somebody to help you? How? You, it is your trouser. Every time you need somebody, bro, Emmy, please. God. You are it's all tight on you using leather. What, I mean, if you are not leather, you sleep with a trouser. And that's too much. There should be moderation, right? Yes. If you are wearing the clothes, skin, fit it to normal shape. Don't make it too tight on your body, especially ladies. Don't make it too tight. Help the brothers. Help us. Help us. Say what? Help us. Please. We are not always in the spirit. We are not always. Sometimes we are in the flesh. It's also for your own good. So help us. Hallelujah. You cannot move yourself. You cannot even breathe. Because it's too tight. But you can be a 65 beautiful sister. Are we together? Do your painting. Paint yourself, but normal. Don't look like a masquerade. Don't look like somebody else. Have you ever seen somebody you misunderstood them? Yeah, IJ.
What happened?
Hallelujah. Thank God my wife doesn't like makeup. I have to force herself to wear earring. Deeper, deeper life, sister. Praise the Lord. She finishes dressing every day before me. I don't understand this one. Men are saying, yeah, every day she's done before me. I'm the one that wastes time. Men are saying, women, we do makeup. Ha, she will finish because she'll be waiting for me. I'll sit outside and be to play with her for every time since we married till tomorrow. God has given me grace. Say, am I not blessed? Just imagine every Sunday I'm waiting for her. Please let me draw this woman. I need the light. Let me draw it again. Ah! No. My pastor should not marry that kind of wife. Amen. Yes. Say amen. Yes. Amen. So, see, the truth is many people have learned how to fake spirituality. Because they know that the way that their devil prays is by kneeling down. So they do when they want to pray, they kneel down and then they want to intimidate us. It's not by that one. Altogether. So, that one doesn't make you spiritual. But eventually when you become spiritual, it will show on the outside. See, when somebody has changed, you too, you know the person has changed. When you meet a spiritual brother, don't you know? Guys, don't you know? There's something about spirituality that will show. Somehow. You see, I got a statement and discovered it. So if they don't call you bro in your class, you're not serious. You're not what? Or if they don't call you pastor, you are doing some things with them. Not clear yet. How many of you notice that an average serious Christian in campus, they call him pastor? It's true of us. Am I lying or is it FUL is different? It's the same, right?
Yes.
Average serious Christian. If you go to church always, carry his bag, doesn't talk like the rest, doesn't play secular music, say pastor. Or Sister Mary, that is a simple thing. If they don't call you that, that means you are playing scale with them. Or when they are discussing Lady Gaga, you are discussing with them. Or they see you doing Yahoo Yahoo small with them. The fact that you ask about this formula of Yahoo, that means you are part of them. They may not say anything, but they know you are one of them. Is that not true? They have never seen you with any group preaching. They have never seen you talking about, they have never seen you flyer. See, some of you must be inviting people to church so that you tell them you are serious. The day you invite somebody, this guy is a serious guy. I hope you know that. Just try invite the person. Even cultists, when they want to recruit, when they see you are going to church, they will not recruit you. Is it true? They will not recruit you. When they notice that this guy is serious with church, they will leave him. They go to snooker joint. They go to table tennis. They go to nightclub. These are their type. These people there can be our members. But you cannot be carrying Bible every time saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, sharing track. What would they need you for? They will not come. Become more spiritual. This man will see. So tell your neighbor, I am watching you. By 31st of June, I will see you. When we give you a mic to pray, we will know whether you are spiritual. People that are not spiritual will say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for January. Father, thank you. Open up. But a spiritual person, when they give the person, Father, we give you all the glory, we worship you. What if there is something that is different between the two of them? Hallelujah. You can be spiritual and slay. It doesn't reduce you. Don't see, sisters, eh? I have somebody that's marrying June, this June, June 12th. She came to one of our conferences. Her name is Mildred Olomi. She said, Papa, please, I want to change. People are saying that I will not find a husband the way I'm taking God. She's too serious. Came from Port Harcourt for our conference. Say, please, you want to change? I say, listen to me. If you change, you will regret it. God will never disappoint you. A guy came to her last 3 months, or last 4 months, rushing her to marry. Took her to his pastor. She took him to his people. Everything confirmed. Confirmed by me too. I confirmed. Okay. She sent me the invitation. Say, Papa, I cannot believe it's happening. Correct born again brother. Not accident that is waiting to happen. Black guy. Paying dowry in full. So you can slay and be spiritual. You understand, guys? You can what? No, slaying doesn't tell you not to catwalk. No. You can catwalk. But when you open your mouth, the strings of tongues are energetic. You can quote the scripture with your lips painted red. Because they're going in behind me. Yes, that is it. Because they, that, people think when you become spiritual, you will not put perfume again, or you will not make a fine hair, or I'll always be in church. No, coming to church is good. You can be wearing jeans and be demon casting as a brother. You can what? Wear sneakers and cast out demons. Wearing suit doesn't make you spiritual. Wearing tie and tying your neck, it doesn't make you spiritual. So you can be a clean, nude guy, normal guy, but they part of spirituality. That is why I respect certain churches. When you go to Christ Embassy, you see an average member there. Field. You go to Winners Chapel, you give these people, you release prayer upon a watch. They pray like machine. You hear their testimony, but you see the way you see them. They don't look like it. How many of you want that kind of lifestyle at all? You look good and you're spiritual. That will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I love teaching people how to make it happen. So that you will not rely on me when you have a challenge. Because my number will not be going. Yes, that is the truth. Hope you know that. I was reading Lawrence Oyel Post recently. So that people think he's always busy. So that they don't know that I'm now married. When I'm with my wife, I am very busy. I am what? Very busy. So that is why I am training you to be spiritual yourself. So that when you have a challenge, you will rise like a lion. Esther married the king because of her beauty. But she could fast for 3 days. Three of us. She fasted for what? You say you are doing dieting for body shape. Continue. You will be there with your yellow skin, with your long legs, be there. You are 35, but like joke, you know that marriage is not by a fine girl. Meanwhile, you see all your aunties, they are not married. None of them, all of them have children at home, and then you think you are doing 5 years because they didn't know they missed their time. You continue. You have to wake up in your spirit. Hallelujah. So the real meaning of spirituality means the extent, I gave 3 in the first hour, I'll just give them, and then I'll give the one for this service. The extent at which Christ is formed in you and the level of transformation you have. The more spiritual you are, it means you are more transformed, you are more enlightened. The more Christ has been formed in you, hallelujah. I read the story of one girl said, when she, after Sunday school, she said, told her teacher, I know Jesus Christ, I know where he lives. The teacher was shocked. What do you mean by I know Jesus Christ? She took him to somebody she knows. And this guy behaved like the person you describe is on the school class. Hallelujah. Yes. You are confirmed so much. People don't know, people meet me, they say, I was looking for a house recently for somebody. And then, the owner of the house say, please, I want you to come to my house. You look like a gentleman. I don't want to give my house to any guy or person. Just because of the way I looked. The person didn't know I'm a pastor. Doesn't know because there is something about you that will show that this person is looking born again. So you sound like a Imagine a game with dreadlock, with one ash, one... Let's say nothing has changed in my spirit and I came like that. What do you think about me? Alright. Continue saying it's not by what you look. Number two. You are singularly focused on God and the kingdom. We look at that in the first service. Number three, I said, the level of your brokenness and love you exhibit towards God and humanity. Most spiritual people are the highest broken people. Hallelujah. You are soft. You are malleable. Your heart is soft. You can be touched. You can feel. Some people's heart are like a rock. They don't have single compassion. What does it say? They can know you are going the other direction. They can be in their car and look in the other direction or be picking a call that nobody is calling them and pass you. Yes. There are people that can ride seven cars and then a woman, their heart is just too hard. They don't have feeling. The Bible says we have a high priest that can be touched by what? The feeling of our infirmity. You understand that kind of scripture? Now Jesus Christ was in heaven before seeing human beings sinning. Why are humans like this? Why are humans like this? Do you understand, guys? You see people fornicating. Jesus Christ was in heaven. Say, what are they fornicating? Why can't you survive? When he came back and then Mary Magdalene walked before him like this. Okay. Jesus Christ said, now I understand. I am touched. By what? The feeling. Yes. When he came and was hungry. When he came and slept in the river. I hope you're not sleeping in the river. It's cold. Right? When he came and, I don't know whether he was broke anyway, I don't know. But when he faced our conditions, he can feel. Hallelujah. Many of us cannot really help a lot of people because we have not gone through a lot of things. There are two ways to learn things, either by experience or by teachings like this. May you not choose experience. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Help the poor because you have money. Don't take you to poverty first to experience poverty. And then when you come back, you'll be that. Take. Because you understand what it means to be hungry. Hallelujah. Number three, what it means to be spiritual is the quality of the word of God in you. And the quality of your obedience. The extent of the word of God that you have. And then not only that, the extent of obedience. What did I say? The quality of the word of God. Colossians 3:16 says what? Let the word of God dwell richly. What? Teaching and admonishing one another. Let the word of God dwell richly. How many of you can quote 10 memory verses from the New Testament? How many of you can quote 5 scriptures from the Old Testament apart from Psalm 23 and Psalm 91 and Psalms 121? Even this one says some people still cannot quote this. Hallelujah. How many of you, when a witch comes in the night, you don't wake up and say, please, I did not touch you. You cannot touch me. Which book of the Bible is that? Oh, you are broke. Say, I'm a good person. I don't deserve to be broke like this. You're a good person. What scripture do you have about financial prosperity on your head? If your Bible is not with you, what scripture can come to your head? What scripture do you have about husband and wife when you want to marry? Say, Lord, I should marry. Lord, I'm 25 years. No, 25 years is not written in the Bible. Is that not true? The Bible says he made them male and female, and none shall what? None shall what? Want her mate. The Bible says the wife of your youth. That was a scripture that blew my mind to marry on time. Before the devil delayed me. I wanted to marry at 25. At what? Bible says, wife of your youth. Not wife of your adult or no, youth. When all the gymnastics in your body can carry your wife like a babe and be walking. Hallelujah. You grow up with your child, not be attending PTA when you are 50. You know PTA? That is the case in secondary school. Your first son. You are 50. Say, I don't want to marry on time. You are not serious. Hallelujah. You are not serious. You don't want to marry on time. You are not serious. Because the word of God is in you. Because the Bible says you marry on time. Right? When the Bible prosper, God will do it when He wants to do it. By His time. Three of us. God, if money, if you plan me to be wealthy, you will do it. I believe you. Be praying like that. Continue praying like that. A miracle will happen. Right? There are scriptures of prosperity that should be on your head. Cram them. The Bible says, Solomon made gold in Jerusalem as plenty as the stones. Do you understand that? That means gold, that is money, was as stones. Say he made cedar like sycamore tree in Jerusalem. Say if you believe and serve me, you will spend your days in prosperity. Do you know my scripture that blew me when I say I will never be poor? When the Bible says that for my sake, he became poor that I may be rich. And then he says, 1 Corinthians 9:6, he said that we may have a readiness to help when there is need. I decided me, poverty, I don't care with the preacher that preach it. I will never be poor. There are scriptures that are on my head about prosperity. About, if you are sick now, what Bible will you quote? What scripture will you quote? Huh? By his stripes I am what? That is the book of Matthew chapter what? Matthew chapter what? Hallelujah. You'll be sure that some people don't know where it is. Hope you know that. Have scriptures and know where they are. If you want to be spiritual. Cram and memorize the Bible. Do you know what is called Rhema? Have you ever heard of Rhema before? Have you ever heard of Logos? You heard of Logos? Logos is a written word. Rhema will never come to you unless you have Logos. Do you understand? You will not have a revelation until you have the normal word of God in your mind. Most of the time, the way I get my revelation, I can be in the market and then the Holy Spirit just quickening a scripture to me. Has it happened to anybody here before? Can be in the bus and then a scripture just come alive to you. And then, has it happened to anybody? You know, the Bible says he will bring to our remembrance. You know what is remembrance? That means it was in you before. Please, I want to remind you the address of my house. Now, remember, in the name of Jesus Christ, will you remember? You will never remember because you don't even know the address. You have to know it first before you what? Remember. Is that not true? So, let scriptures be on your head. Study the Bible. Have it. Many of the texts I have here, I have a lot of scriptures. All of them I can cut off of my head. All. You have to have them. Hallelujah. Know a scripture in Genesis. Know Exodus. Know Leviticus. There was a time I said, Lord, even if they quote slippers, I will have a scripture to quote. I will what? Yes, everything, you must have a Bible scripture to quote. When a witch appeared to you in your dream, you cannot be saying, please, please, please. They don't listen to please. They don't listen to please. Bible say, they will eat of their and be what? Drunken with their own blood. No weapon formed against me shall what? Prosper! And every time the Bible says, Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, nothing shall by any means, what? Hurt them. Yes. He sent his angels to give them charge. All this kind of deadly, dangerous scripture, have them. And then the more deadly you have them in King James. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? There is a spirituality that King James brings to your life. The demons understand analog things. Are you aware of the demons that was dealing with are the same ones we're dealing with? Are you aware? The demons that Apostle Paul was casting, hope you know they are the ones we are still casting. Is it true? They don't give back. So demons don't understand this iPhone 12 issue we are discussing about. They are still ancient. They still understand ancient primitive languages. Get deep behind me authoritatively. Do you understand, guys? So, the extent of the word of God, because the more word you add, the more spiritual you become. More word. I'm not talking about religious words. Hallelujah. But real scripture. Meditate on it. Sit down. Think about the Bible. One day you will stand up after thinking about the scripture and say, I can never. Hallelujah. You have heard me say before that I can believe that my name is not Jotham. Somebody can convince me. But to convince me, I will be poor in this life. 1 zillion demons from Harvard cannot make it happen. One what? Zillion. demons from Harvard that have PhD in Oxford and have another PhD in Princeton cannot make me poor. Unless if the Bible is lie. Because the Bible said, do this and do this. And I'm doing it. It cannot happen. All together? Yes. So have the scripture about health. So that when you are sick, you quote the Bible. Lay hands on yourself. All together? Yes. Lay hands on yourself. Pray on yourself. Learn how to control territorial powers. Have those scriptures in your head. Everything the Bible says, Joshua and your household, you and your household. Is that not true? You and what? Your house. There is nothing should happen to your house without you knowing. You can stand and cover everybody. Bible says, because of Job, the devil could not touch his sons. Is that not what the Bible says? Because of Job. That is because of you, nobody in your family can be wasted. You will not understand it like that because you have not meditated on that scripture. So get the Bible. How many of you know audio Bible? No audio Bible? How many of you want it? You want it? Yeah, if you want it, meet me, I can give you a bit, Pastor Mini. I can tell you where to give you. Hallelujah. We have different, we have the King James one, we have sweeter Bible. Sometimes just play it. If you want to sleep, play the audio Bible. Have Bible reading plan. Have a Bible for yourself. Hallelujah. Read the Bible. I know there are people that from January to today, the chapters of the Bible they have read in their room alone and up to 25. All together. Yes, you will not grow like that. You will not what? You will not grow like that. So how many of you are deciding today the word of God be, I will study more. If you are at a level, you move to another level. How many are making that decision today? How many of you are making that decision today, guys? How many of you know reading plan? Can you use the reading plan? You can have somebody to monitor you, somebody to mentor you, to watch you, study. See, sometimes, let me tell you, I've learned by experience, sometimes when you are reading the Bible, it will look as if nothing is entering you. It will always look as if nothing is changing. It's like that. But you'll be shocked one day when you are in something, that scripture will come alive. Has it happened to anybody here? Happened to you, right? Yes. So, all you need to just keep loading. Keep what? The Bible says, if the cloud be full, it will what? Empty itself. Keep loading yourself. Just keep eating. Keep eating. Keep eating. Like I said, fasting doesn't make you spiritual. What makes you spiritual is the word of God. The food of the spirit is the word of God. The food of your soul is what? Information. The food of your body is rice, beans, and ever. Right? Your body survives on carnal food. Your soul thrives on information, knowledge. And then your spirit thrives on the word of God. The more what, you see, you can be looking like this on the physical, but your spirit man has six pack. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You can be looking like me, like this one, like this. But in the realm of the spirit, you have what? Six pack. There are people that have six pack on the inside, in the inside they are tiny. Which one do you prefer? Which one do you prefer? Yes. Spiritual six pack. Hallelujah. The depth of fellowship you have with God and the promise to obey Him. Spirituality means spending time with God. You are my disciple in the things I have told you. John 8:31. You spend time. You know somebody loves you if you want to spend time with you. When you are with a person you love, the clock looks seems to be running fast. If you are the person you don't love, the clothes seem to be slow. True or false? Okay, it's not true. Yes. Those are like, Kai, why is time running like this? I remember when I didn't marry my wife. She used to come and see me and go back that same day. It's like every day that day should be fast. Every day. It's like three. And it's 2 hours to back to Abuja at the time. Ha! I was going to start a discussion. You understand what I'm talking about? Okay. I look like, because you love the person. Maybe somebody I don't love, you'll be taking time. Somebody called me. You even carry your phone and just make the phone ring as if it's rang. Hey, just, it's waiting for me, it's waiting for me. See, somebody's waiting. How many people have done that kind of tactics before? Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't know why church people be like this. Hey. But I know. You create a false call somewhere just to go. Have you ever seen a lady that doesn't like a guy at all? She will say, please call me back, let me close my fridge. Just to close her, you end the call. Yes. Call me back, let me what? Close my fridge. If it is somebody she love, she can be brushing and be talking with him on phone. It's like that. She can be even eating, but I'll call her back when I don't eat. No, I can talk now when I meet her, I can talk. But if it's the one that she doesn't love, I'm cooking, even cooking, she will end the call. So if you are spiritual, you want to spend time with God. Sumo 2 hours prayer meeting, you don't want to come. 2 hours. But after the prayer meeting, you can gist outside for 2 hours, 30 minutes. Seasonal movie, you complain, it ended on time. I didn't like the way it ended. Chelsea Man City, the match was too quick. He wished for penalty and extra time. You complain, 90 minutes. But our service here has not exceeded 2 hours. It's wahala. It's what? 2 hours on Sunday, 2 hours on weekdays, 2 hours on Friday. That is 6 hours. That is the maximum service we have. But people say church people are too much. Are what? Too much. Why? Because they're not spiritual. The more spiritual you are, you want to go to God. Hallelujah. You want to what? Go to God. Because like the more you are in love, the more you want to spend time with the person. The more, yes, Shoma is true. Want to spend time with the person. Want to spend time. Hallelujah. May you be spiritual. May you like the house of the Lord. May you like fellowship with Him. For me, just sitting down in the room alone, sometimes I just laugh. Sometimes I just lie down. I'm not even saying anything. Sometimes I just play worship song. I just in the room, Holy Spirit, half far. Just sometimes I've been in my room and I have somebody's laugh or somebody's smile. Like something. Sometimes some of the spiritual experience I used to have. Sometimes I'm afraid to share them because it looks like a lie. Just alone in the room. You can feel a hug, you can feel somebody, you can feel the room, you can feel somebody is there. You just, sometimes the room cannot be cold, can be hot. And sometimes a present can be hot, you just start crying. Hallelujah. Yes. Have a lot of experiences, especially when you just like it. And that is why I like retreat days, because you just be alone. You can be cooking and then, have you ever cooked? I have cooked, while cooking. I forgot I was cooking. I saw the gas off on the table. Yes. That's happened twice. Off on the table. Let me know if you share some of the things I used to experience because I will be looking as if I'm not serious. Hallelujah. But when you spend time with God, I'm telling you, God will be close to you. Yes. He can tell you, wear this clothes today. Wear this what? Clothes. I tell you, go here today. Call this person now. The person is thinking to give you money or not. Call him now. Call him what? Now. I've gotten many money like that. I'll call him. I was even contemplating, okay, take this. Yes. The Holy Spirit can tell you the person to marry. He can tell you anything. Hallelujah. So spend time with him. Be more spiritual. The reason why you are struggling, see, I have not seen a really person that is spiritual that is dull academically. Spirituality is like an exponential shifter for your mind. The more you become spiritual, your mind will be alive. I know some of you will say, but I know this Spiritoco guy that has F in his course or FFF, it even spills. There was a problem somewhere. Because God is not dull. Hallelujah. You'll be spiritual. You'll be spiritual. And then finally, the level of your love for humanity. Real spiritual people love people. John 13:35 and 32. If you are spiritual, you will love people. You cannot say, me, I like to fellowship with God. You are beefing your neighbor. You are not talking with the person, your roommate. How many of you have, you know that one person that can be fighting with you and be praying in tongues? And be quarreling with everybody that is speaking. And be keeping malice. Shama la lama ya lama. You are not taking together. Just, the Holy Spirit is here. Holy kini. Holy. Not serious. You are keeping malice with somebody in the choir. You are keeping malice with MD. You are fighting with somebody. We cannot be fooled though. You know, Christianity is funny, eh? You cannot be fooled. Hallelujah. You have to love people genuinely. Once in a time, you have people that will hurt you. Hallelujah. You remember when I told on forgiveness? Expect people to hurt you. When you are helping people, don't think about what you get back from them because 70% of the people you help will never help you back. We never even say thank you. Few people you help say thank you eventually. Do you know that? I'm telling you. If you think everybody you help will pay you back, you are still a baby. Not everybody you help will say thank you. Only 30%. So help people genuinely. Know that your reward is coming from God, not man. Everybody you help, you will be rewarded, but it must not be from them. It can be from God altogether. But love people genuinely. Be concerned about the concerns of people. Be concerned that somebody is hungry. Be concerned that somebody doesn't have clothes. Be concerned. Hallelujah. There are many of us that have clothes you have not worn and you will not wear till this year finish. You know it's true, right? And then you know there are people that need it. I know some of you will have given some people and then they insulted you. Do you think I don't have clothes? Has it happened to anybody here before? They will insult you back, right? Don't give up. Continue to give. You will meet somebody that will appreciate it. Share. Help people. Hallelujah. When you see a mama begging with keke nape, please, 30 naira, please, please, 30 naira. And then you are there, you can pay her keke nape for the whole month. Just sort that one there. Ma, don't worry, mama, don't go. Are you together? Or, have you ever seen those kind of embarrassment? Help them. Some of you can pay some people's school fees by now. Every copper can pay somebody's school fees, so you know that. Because that 3K is not beans. True of us. It's not beans, you can pay somebody's school fees. Of course, you're able. My own was 19.5. And I still pay somebody's school fees. So you can do it. You won't have 3K. Hallelujah. God will help you in Jesus' name. What are the reasons to be spiritual? Number one is the spiritual controls the physical. Hallelujah. Everything that happens in the physical happens first in the realm of the what? Yes. If you are not spiritual, you will never experience some level of success. I heard one time that there is a level of promotion in the army you never get to until you join certain things. My neighbor was telling me, my landlord was telling me that one guy wanted to go for chairman in Lambese. Not Lambese. After Ugodimagongo. Lambese. No Lambese. Correct. So he wanted to go for chairman. And they told him, no. Come and join Bola Axe. Chairman. You know what is chairman? Chairman. Their salary, is he up to 200,000 naira? I don't think it's up to. But he said, no, come and join. You must belong to a fraternity. For you to, not to even to resort to give him party ticket. Yes. So think about other higher guys. It's either they are serious with God or serious with the devil. You cannot be neutral. There is nobody at the top that is neutral. Hope you know that. There is not one person that's at the top that is what? Neutral. All these suits that white men are wearing, they are more spiritual than you. Illuminati is stronger than Ogboni in local Nigeria. Hope you know that. It's what? Hyper spiritual people. They may not be, some of them fly in the night. They say their one is white witchcraft, our one is black, right? And then India is red witchcraft. Do you know that? You're not aware. Since there are three types of witches, we have white witches, black, and then red. White is white men. Those are the invention. They don't drink blood. Yes. They do animals like something. And then we have India. They have the red one. The red ones are in India. There is this book, Conquering Darkness. One man like that wrote the book. A very popular book on Conquering the Devil. It's a popular book. We have not read it. When I remember, I told you, I saw it in the book earlier. The man got sent it from India to Nigeria. His headquarters was in Nigeria. Very, very, it was a world best seller. The Secret of Dark Kingdom, something like that. Yeah, you seen that book there? Please read it. Is it there? So the Africa one is black. And the one that soaked blood. Responsible for local technology. Responsible for flying in the night. Do you know what I'm talking about? Hollywood. You know Hollywood? What do you mean of Hollywood? Hollywood means wood of holy. That is, that stick they used to do magic. They call it wood of holy. The person that started using it, his name was Holy. So they call it wood of holy. So Hollywood, the person twisted it to Hollywood. The owner of Hollywood is a Jew. I watched him. He said that his intention is to use Hollywood to influence the world satanically. See, yes, he wants to. That is why intentionally they put gays now in almost every movies to change mindset. That's why intentionally they put sexual sin. That is his mission. He's a real renowned 33 that order. You understand what I'm thinking about? Yes. Serious guys. So they're very, 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 very spiritual. Don't think you are seeing them do a big deal like this, wearing tie and speaking Queen's English. What he knows in the spirit is very serious. So nobody's neutral. Come on, all together. Have you ever seen, even armed robbers know that they don't attack certain politicians' house? Why? But you know, one chief of staff, they raided his house and they discovered $1.2 billion. How many of you are aware of that? This last week, $1.2 billion. The thief, no money is there. But why don't they go there? Because they know if you go, you don't come out. You may end up with gun, but you will come out dead. Because they are spiritual. Or do you think our president are just normal people like that? They enter there by election. PAPC, please vote. Because if you don't vote, me, I cannot. No. They have kingmakers that will say, this person is the next governor. Just forget it. How do you get that? So everything is spiritual. I went to a shop one day, I saw one Igbo man spraying something in front of a shop. Water. I said, okay, what is it? And I said, oh boy, you have to belong somewhere. You may go there thinking you open your shop. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Meanwhile, somebody has buried something there. Pastor Min was telling me something. There are three village stations in Logoja here. When he said, always he noticed that this one will be empty. First one will be empty. The last one will be empty and people will be queuing on the second one. Maybe if it is natural, maybe their pump is good. But if it's not natural, I've been to a grinding machine, at least that one that's not technology. People were queuing on one woman. That woman was sitting down doing nothing. Nobody was coming to her place. You'll be doing business with normal eye. Continue. You see that people will not know why they don't choose you, but choose the other person. Because things are spiritual. Musical album sells by spirituality. How many of you noticed that I had these satanic people say that when they do their album, they take it to their idol or shrine and leave it for there before it is released. So be aware. That is why a village boy in Kaba Junction that cannot speak English, only Yoruba, he'll be playing Drake or Lil Wayne. You know Drake? You know Lil Wayne? They'll be rapping their song and be, yes. It is not the words they are listening, it's the spirit that is entering them. Do you understand? And then you don't be saying, because I love you, Lord, and then you see people listen to you like that. No. It has to carry a spirit substance for anything to ever thrive. Anything. Are we together? Alright. Hallelujah. So, spiritual controls the physical. Number two, you put yourself at your best when you are spiritual. Because our strength is only in the realm of the spirit. When you move to the flesh, the devil is stronger than you. 1 Corinthians 2:14. How do you understand that? The devil is what? Where are you from? Okay, Pastor Ebenezer is in Osun State. Let's say there is, and then we are fighting in Osun State, and I'm coming from the north. And we are fighting in his territory. Who has the chance to win? He will win because that is his territory, right? I may be going, he knows that this way will lead there, they will come wait for me there and kill the person. So, when you are spiritual, you are at the level the devil can never reach you. He can what? Never reach you. They will be planning the accident. The Holy Spirit will tell you, go through the other route. Hallelujah. Because you are spiritual. The devil will tell you, don't go out today. You maintain your victorious life by being spiritual. For fulfilling your purpose towards God and man, you need to be spiritual. And then to be spiritual means to be masterly delivered from carnality. Hallelujah. May you wake up to yourself. Wake up in the room of prayer. Wake up in the study of the word of God. At least fast once a week. What does he? At what? You will not die. If kidnappers kidnap the person, they can keep the person in prayer for 3 weeks, they will not eat. That's not true. And they will come out alive. At least, say 1 week, at least. And then get the messages out together. When everybody should have an earpiece when you are young. Are you hearing me? Get an earpiece. Listen to messages. Messages. Again and again. I can guarantee you will rise in the spirit. You will what? Yes. You will rise. Everything in your life will come alive. Everything. You don't pray, you become dull. You will understand the pastor when he says, "Come alive in the spirit." Do you understand? You understand me? You understand everything I'm saying? The key for spirituality is the love for God. When you love Him, you will want to know Him. Bible says, 1 Kings 3 verse 3, and Solomon loved the Lord. And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might and strength. Hallelujah. When you love God, you will want to spend time with Him. The master key is what? Love for God. May you love God in the name of Jesus Christ. May you want to be with Him in the name of Jesus Christ. May you love His presence. May you love His word. May you love the church. May you love everything about Him. Play messages anywhere you are. Play messages in your companies. Play messages in your shop. Hallelujah. So long, your sin is to enter my car. You must hear what the message is. A pastor was testifying last conference said that kidnappers kidnapped him. You remember, right? And they were traveling. And then he was playing to the point and just message. The kidnapper said, hey, who is preaching? Say, my father, what did he say? Okay. The man of God is anointed, though. I'm robber that was, which is gone on his head, though. The man of God is anointed, though. I will help you. That was how he helped my escape. Yes. I've had a story in Living Faith. Say, armed robbers came to somebody's house and he was playing Bishop Oyedepo's messages. After they robbed and went with everything, the robbers, it's like, is it, he asked, how many of you have listened to the testimony? Is there something I'm missing? Like, he asked him for the tape. Okay, he asked him, who is that person preaching? Say, Bishop Oyedepo. Give me the message, room it. Give him the message. He went and listened. Say, he came the next morning. Say, they came with marks the first night. Say, we were the guys that robbed yesterday. Give me more of this message. He will bring back everything we stole. He was a leader. Yes, he brought it back. True life story. Brought it back. Just by playing a message. Think about you that a believer hearing that kind of message again and again. How can 7 days pass and not listen to a message? Ask your neighbor, who is doing it to you? Who? Just who? How can 7 days pass and not listen to a message? Hallelujah. Messages are free. Hallelujah. In case you don't like me, tell me the person you like. I will give you their message. I will download it for you. Hallelujah. Listen to messages. You will never be the same. Hallelujah. Luke 24 verse 45. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. I want to pray for you that God will enlighten you and open you up to the things of God. How many of you want it? How many of you want by the end of this month your spirituality is high? Alright, let's be on our feet. First of all, and thank God for His word. Say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to me. Now talk to God and say, Lord, I want to be spiritual. Now those of you that I pray for you in the Holy Spirit, open up yourself. Talk to God and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and say, Lord, I want to go deeper. Take me deeper, deeper in love. Jesus, draw me close to your embrace. Talk to God and say, Lord, I want to be spiritual. Let this month not end without me becoming spiritual. Advancing in spirituality. Going deeper with God. I'm not hearing you pray, expressing your desires to God. Manteke ragala gada brana mala namaya la namanaya. Shateke borodo bala godo shata baya dala gada. Lekoto bana, talk to God and say, I want more, I want more, I want more. This morning is ending with an impartation. I want more. As we are praying, can we take the communion quickly, please? Manteke, be praying, Lord, I want more. Jalaga dabra la manda kabra na malanda kabra na malanda gabra galaga da. Shaya la manda kobia no mo sate. Pelege de brege de lege de brege de lege dia. I am tired of the status quo. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. Shala baya galaga dege lege dia. Pero gobo no gobo galaga dabra la malaga. I want more, I want more, I want more. I am tired of the status quo. Pepe le parakatea. Lamanto kobilada. Jesus, another measure. Another level. Shakila bagata lekedi.
Say with me, Father. Say with me, Father. Enlighten me. Activate my spirit to spiritual things. I want to be alive in the spirit. Talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to God. My love. Let's pray. More power. More of you in my life. More love. Yes. More power. More of you in my life. Sing more love.
If you pour out your spirit,
my God.
Jesus, I prophesy unto your people a new appetite for you, a new appetite for prayer, a new appetite for the word of God, a new appetite for fasting. I take authority over anything holding you from going further, anything stopping you from pressing to God. I speak to every force holding you back. I command that your spirit open up. An activation is happening unto you. Shala Bate Ekida Parada Bayadalagadabayadalagadabalagadea Kalamanto Paragadea. Let your spirit open up to God. Let it open up. Let it open up. Let it open up. Let it open up. Channels of your spirit open. May you be alive to God. In the name of Jesus. The next time you preach your Bible, it will come alive. The next time you go to pray, strange grace. Grace to wait on God. Hey, Allah, by Agada. The channel of my spirit, open up. Let the channels of my spirit open up in the name of Jesus. You are created for the secret place. Anything taking away is cut. Anything taking you away from God. Hallelujah. I have noticed that the more comfortable you get, you serve God better. Is it true? Yes, it's true. When you don't have to worry, how many of you know that you fast better when you have enough food? Or when you remember you are breaking with Gary, and then you visit your friend, and then you saw one good chicken stew, you advise yourself, say, we pray, pastor, you can even end by 12. The first time I drove my brand new Corolla, I think I've shared this story before. Okay, those new people know here. The first time I rode the Corolla was a brand new Corolla. See you later. The CD AC was working. And then the guy slushed in Sina's song. You are here. Clean engine, iron wheel tire. When I later seat, when I was driving it, I told the guy sitting close to me, I said, how will you not hear God in this kind of atmosphere? Even if you got a whisper, say, my son, you will hear. But even the God being because you never hear. Anything taking you away from spirituality, may God change that situation. That's why I share that story. May God change that situation. If it is food, may God give you bread and butter. If it is money, may God give you resources. If it is a relationship, may God give you relationships. Anything distracting you from focusing on God, may God take it away. Now, many of you may be suffering from ulcer. I cause ulcer. I cause anything stopping you from fasting. I take authority over any wrong mindset.
If your laptop is the reason why you cannot fast, you cannot study the word of God, anytime you carry it, by moving. Should I pray that the system should catch virus? Should I pray?
No, I will not pray, hallelujah, because no God will answer my prayer.
I give you the discipline, hallelujah. If anytime you carry your phone, you slide away to pornography. Should I pray that the screen will break so that you go back to Nokia touch light? Do you want that kind of prayer? No, I know you don't want it, and I will not pray, hallelujah. But may you receive the grace to discipline. In the name of Jesus Christ. In case you are suffering from any distraction here, the grace of God to live above it. In Jesus' name. Now take your communion. Please, remember that all of you can invite somebody, hallelujah. All of you can invite somebody next Sunday. Can you invite somebody? Hallelujah. Those of us that are students, you can invite 10-30 people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please try and invite people next Sunday. Let them come and be partakers. Let them be blessed. The Lord will bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. I prophesy over your communion. The body of Christ bring life to your body. The blood of Christ bring life to your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the month of June, if it will crash, you will not be there. And if you are there, it will not crash. There shall be no loss in this month of June. There shall be no loss. The Spirit just asked me to pray for form. Anybody here that's a tither, I declare over you that no devourer will come to your life this June. Not one devourer. Your shoe will not spoil unnecessarily. Your phone will not spoil unnecessarily. You will not waste money unnecessarily. The Lord will help you to save and help you to multiply. And this month, I declare over the works of your hands, the highest income ever you will record it this month. I declare that nobody will steal from you. Your things are ensured in the realm of the spirit. Your properties are ensured. The angels of God keep what pertains to you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Your name will not come up for evil. Your name will not come up for evil. For the sake of Job, his family were preserved. For the sake of this prayer, everyone related, associated, connected to you, I declare they are preserved. They are blessed. Amen. As you take this communion, anything dead in your life, come alive. In Jesus' mighty name. Now can you take the body of Christ? Amen. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, yes. Can we take the communion in thanksgiving? Hallelujah. After doing that, can we open our mind and begin to appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for this month of June. Thank you for what you have said to do in our lives. But we are not praying, guys. Let's pray and thank God. Say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for helping us for this. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-65-22-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable.